Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. We actually have a course that we've called Academic Reading that we are tweaking for next year, and it will be called Modern Literacy. And we will be bringing in some of these new literacies and talking about some of these terms such as fake news with our students. And again, looking at social media and other types of digital literacies that are available for students. And then again, as we move into our English language arts classes and into the high school, we have students really looking at the authenticity of resources.
So modern literacy then will start early then?
Yes, we start early in elementary school, and then beginning in the 2017-18 school year, we will specifically have a course for all of our sixth grade students called Modern Literacy.
And in sixth grade then, what exactly then, how could they apply it in identifying what's fake and what's real?
Well, one of the things that they'll be able to do is not only to learn to look at different sites, and we're actually still creating the details of the course, but then as they go to do research in any course, science, social studies, English language arts, they will have an opportunity to apply the learning that's coming from the modern literacy course as they're doing research, as they're simply consuming information. And so as they're asked to read and to consider information that they find in class, they'll be able to talk about that and how do you sort through and, you know, how do you make sense of information that you receive in 140 characters in the instance of a tweet. So you only have a little bit of information. And so the discussion will really be around helping students to, again, be thoughtful consumers of information.
Why do you think this is so important?
It's important because it's always been important, but it's particularly important today because we have so many different tools to access information, and there are so many places for students to access information. And, you know, just the internet, but with social media and personal information and cited information, there's just so much. We are an information-rich society. And so in order for students to sort through it and have well-grounded and thoughtful decisions and to thoughtful opinions, they really need to be able to think about what they're receiving and understand that everything that you read is not necessarily accurate.
And have you been talking with other school districts and looking around to see what's happening? I understand Toledo schools are going to be implementing a media literacy program next year.
I haven't particularly talked with Toledo or specific schools, but in the circles of people here in Central Ohio that we communicate with, we certainly are talking about how are we teaching these skills to our students and really looking at what's already embedded in our state standards, as well as taking this course that we had in sixth grade, which we used to call academic reading, and really tweaking that or evolving that course to fit the times a little more.
I've been talking with Kim Miller with Dublin City Schools about teaching students the difference between fake and real news and information. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you again for having me.